cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place.
Good day to you, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. Welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Program, a show which stands for love, levity, and liberty, because after all, love is the greatest power everywhere, and laughter is the best medicine, especially covering serious topics and all matters ancient, current, and quantum, precious metals, as well as, digital assets. Now, love, levity, liberty, it's a mantra, our mascot, the Bling Buddha. He fully subscribes to it as he fires red pills from his 9mm and smiling. He's wearing a massive blinged out gold and silver necklace with a digital asset token hanging from it. I'm your host, Brad Wozni. I'm grateful to you divine lions and lionesses for turning in. I'm fortunate to become a Reiki master 7 years ago, and my soul's purpose is to help uplift humanity's consciousness with song and story and deliver righteous justice to those reigning tyranny upon mankind throughout the world. With this stated, have a very interesting, incredible show here for you today from an economic standpoint. Now, everybody is fully aware we are in a Great Depression. You're about to see some things that give you awareness to that fact. The important thing as we go through here in this show, and you could bring the kids into the room as well so they can understand too, because it's about having faith over fear. So don't get caught in the fear. Don't get caught in the cycle of it, because there are ways and means for you to, you know, turn around and potentially leverage this as an opportunity to make more wealth in what is happening and what's to come than ever before. Literally, that potential exists. Now, with the Department of Justice, they have several RICO cases that are nearing their conclusion. It could be possible. We're going to explore why people are saying there could be a 50 times bump in silver, physical silver bullion, not ETFs or index funds, because we know with the RICO case against JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and others, they've been price fixing those in the stock market. So you go and buy those index funds and those ETFs, the silver may not be there. Oh, and on top of that, they've been pushing down the prices. That is the discovery and the evidence that's going on in courts right now. And I've had Dr. Elliott on, and I'll share with you from Dr. Elliott toward the end of our show here. And by the way, there's so many people that have been pounding the drum that there's $100 XRP coming. I'm going to share with you that and also some Bitcoin and Ethereum news that could literally, you know, help you understand what's going on so you can position yourself to take advantage of this in a market that is shifting. And you can either be on the side of globalists and the world exorcist form, which, you know, subscribe to reducing the world's population to 500 million. Do you know what the reduction means? It means they slaughter everybody. That's a fact. And they're very happy about that. They publish books on that, right? Not making this up. It's out there. And if you know, you know. So how is it that you can counter that? And by the way, you see me wearing this lovely golf shirt. This arrived in the mail today from Jimmy Valley and Mark Bauer at Valhalla Capital. So gentlemen, a big thank you to you as well. I've been very fortunate to have those two fine gentlemen and patriots in their own right on this show twice. Once with Jimmy Valley talking about Ripple XRP. He's been the one serving stuff up at the SEC and kicking up a hornet's nest. Props to him. And also Mark, who is a former tier one special operator and red pilled himself by watching the fall of Cabal and set out to disprove it, and he couldn't. All right, so let's talk about what impact this could have on your financial portfolio going forward. Hey, I'm a sovereign soul. I'm not a registered investment advisor, nor would I ever want to be one, because we've seen that everything is fixed on the side of the banksters. In fact, just take a look at a few of these articles here to share with you on what has been happening. If you are not aware, I'll jump into that and share the screen with you now. Okay, this is brought to us by the Washington Times. It's posted that the Biden administration declared there's $100 million they're going to invest more than ever right, into Navigators to help raise awareness about Obamacare. Oh my goodness. The point being that you've just seen they've hired or they've put out to hire 87,000 IRS agents at an average salary of $61,000 annually. And on the IRS website, it says you must be willing to use deadly force, lethal force. Now, Jack Maxey, I watched him on an interview just a short time ago. If you don't know who he is, well, he's the guy who brought the Hunter Biden laptop to the FBI. And he's a co-host of the War Room show with Steve Bannon and just an amazing patriot. He said that there's roughly 6 million millionaires in America. So those 87,000 armed IRS agents where they've spent hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars on weapons, weapon systems, and weapons training, they're coming after you. If you're American and you're watching this right now, right, and you're a patriot, you're faith-based, or you're spiritual and loving, you're just simply on the side of light, not dark. You know, if you're for child trafficking, you're on the side of dark, all right? If you're not, and you're for love and freedom, then you're for light. Now, here we also go to Ben, I love this name, Megalomaniac. Now, this just isn't restricted, of course, to the States. This is a global thing that's happening. You know, we've seen China now has officially locked down many of its banks. China now has officially locked out for months on end many of its citizens from getting their money. And that has already started to topple in Europe. And then we're starting to see that in the United States and Canada. Hey, 2 weeks ago, Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan Chase, the biggest bank in America, one of the biggest in the world, said that deposit holders may have problems getting money out of their accounts. And if you saw him in that press conference, he was white-faced, scared. So when the CEO of the top bank in the United States and one of the top in the world looks white-faced and saying, you might not be able to withdraw money, you know pain is coming. And as a matter of fact, we'll go to that where the Fed chairman literally said that be prepared for pain. That's not the kind of, you know, inspirational speech you want to hear from the chairman of the Fed. Yet again, for those of you who know or you're following through and being aware, there are moves you can make to potentially really take care of yourself, your family for all generations to come. Now, Macron in France, along with, you know, Castro up in Canada, he warned that, you know, it's the end of abundance. What does that mean, right? Well, we have a pretty good idea what that means, don't we, folks? The end of abundance is exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to play right into their hands where it is you will own nothing, be happy, eat crickets, and then reduce the world's population to 500,000 people from roughly 8 billion, kill you off. And here that is right now in, you know, New York Post just posted housing prices could fall by 20% in 183 cities, new data shows. And oh, by the way, look who's there. The Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, and it literally says he warns of slower growth and some pain for households and businesses. Some pain? I mean, really? When you're $32 trillion, almost $33 trillion in debt. Now, I went to a public indoctrination camp. It's called Wilfrid Laurier University in Canada. And those are the institutions. And I went there for an honors economics degree. I didn't end up with the honors part, folks, let me tell you. However, it's very simple. If you can, you know, do numbers by grade four, and you can understand that more is being spent than more is being brought in, that you got a problem, bottom line. And far more has been spent in debt. And also, that's about to cascade. We have seen like Evergrande, which it owes almost $1 trillion, is reported. It defaulted on its debt in May. That's exactly what Dr. Kirk Elliott, whom I brought on to discuss why silver over gold, why all stocks are toxic. He's been saying this for over a year, and now they're attempting to temper this. So, you know, this is right here. We're seeing a massive crush. They've already reported they're going to raise interest rates every single month throughout the rest of the year. You've seen that in Canada, and it's just going to be more of a hammer. In fact, Dr. Elliott on our last show had said that, you know, you're roughly seeing 49% increased inflation in the United States alone based on how things are happening right now. Look at this other article here. There's a wave of Goldman Sachs workers who quit en masse at toxic Wall Street giants. So what's going on? Steve Bannon chimed in on Getter, and also said that, hey, understand the impact of this implosion. Inflation is destroying real wages, so you fall behind with every paycheck. A 20% drop in home values will wipe out citizens' net worth. Now, mortgage applications have fallen now for the seventh time, according in 7 months, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, and it's roughly half of what it was at the beginning of this year, right? So some really crazy and scary times. You can go to Yahoo Finance and you can see the state of the markets right there. But it doesn't really matter, because those in affluent markets, I was fortunate to have lived for a few years in the Vail Valley, didn't live in Vail, but just down from it, where in the 2008 manufactured recession, and people say, why are you saying manufactured? Well, you know, just go and do your research. You'll find out. You can even go watch movies like The Big Short and you can see why, right? CDOs, Michael Burry, I even mentioned him on our last economic update. Yeah, you can see why it was manufactured, right? Again, I'm a sovereign soul. I'm telling you from my research, go ahead and do yours and do your own discernment. But based on that, in living in the Vail Valley, where you have people that have their third or fourth home, sometimes their second home, that are multi-million dollars, those in the affluent feel the recession last and least, yet they still feel it. There were short sales happening on multi-million dollar homes. And this is expected to be greater than that. In fact, a report came out that said already we are in now in North America, not even globally, but just in North America, at the worst inflation since ever seen, since before World War II, and even the recession. Dr. Elliott has been screaming this from mountaintops. We've been talking about it for over a year here on with him, not on this program. This program is only 10, 11 weeks old, right? So what else is going on? We'll get to silver and precious metals and why that's really key, because there's this phenomenal bridge that's going on, folks, between precious metals backed digital assets and currency. So we're talking about true value. There's a marriage that's going back to silver, gold, as written about in the Bible, as written about in the Bhagavad Gita, as written about in the Tibetan texts, right? There's real tangible value, not the fiat currency system. And then you also have digital assets like Ripple XRP, and you've seen Bitcoin and Ethereum are very aware of it. And what you need to understand is the corruption with these banksters goes to the highest levels, and they've been pulling the wool over the public's eyes. Well, guess what? Everybody is woken up now. Pretty much everybody is woken up. And there was this wonderful article that has been shared by Jimmy Valley and came from Crypto Law. I'm going to switch to that right now, because this will explain to you the nature, as we've talked about and we've shown on this show, that JP Morgan Chase, the Bank of America, the RICO cases for the price fixing of their precious metals decks, gold desks on gold and silver and others, and forcing down the prices. You know, there's true valuations out there where people are saying, including Dr. Elliott, that, you know, gold should at least be, you know, right now, if there wasn't the suppression, it could very well be 10 to 20,000 an ounce. Right now, today, it's under 1,800. And silver, by virtue of that, should be trading 20 to 1 to gold. Imagine gold's to be up here, right? But it's not. It's down here with the price fixing schemes. And silver is trading around 20, where it should be 20 to 1 to gold, and just massive. So that's the value creation that's being missed out here, that the globalists have been forcing upon you, so that you can be living in fear and you can be living on very little and working hard and being in stress, which all, you know, rallies to their agenda, not ours. And ours is about being sovereign and full of love and laughter and levity, right? Let's jump over to this and you can watch this amazing video that Jimmy had shared with me today. And I appreciate that once again, Jimmy. Thank you. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Now, listen closely to this.
When William Hinman was named Director of Corporation Finance at the SEC, he fought to keep getting millions of dollars in payments from his old law firm, Simpson Thacher. But Hinman was warned by the ethics office it would be a crime to do anything that would affect Simpson Thacher.
Now remember, this is an ongoing investigation right now in U.S. court, and they're referring to Hinman directly as well. Pay attention.
no meetings, no phone calls, or he'd be breaking criminal law. But Hinman ignored the legal warnings. He met with Simpson Thacher again and again. He met repeatedly with head of its D.C. office before and after he delivered a market moving.
And what they're referencing are these are documents that have been put forward in discovery. So all of this is information that is now accessed and is available in the courtroom as this case is about to wrap up right now. So these documents have been brought forward in the SEC, as Jimmy Valley had said on my show, have been doing everything they could to hide them from seeing the light of day. Oh, and the funny thing, don't you find this really interesting, folks? Right over here on Twitter, it says U.S. Securities and Exchanges, right? The SEC protects investors, maintains fair, orderly, and efficient markets, and facilitates capital formation. Okay, so just bringing that to your attention. Let's continue here for another few seconds.
Speech declaring the digital assets Bitcoin and Ether as not securities. When Simpson Thacher joined the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance, a group with the sole mission to promote Ethereum. Then Hinman connected with Chris Lin, a partner in the Simpson Thacher's China office, who had IPO business before Hinman's division for a Chinese client that makes and sells Bitcoin and Ether mining equipment. Lin asked to meet with Hinman to, quote, report what is going on in China. Hinman said yes. Did Hinman commit a crime? It's time for an investigation.
Okay, so we're going to jump from this and go right over to the next video, where it picks up on that. Now, what is it about Ripple XRP versus Ethereum and Bitcoin? For all those of you who are new to cryptocurrency, digital assets, I've shared with this on a video previously. Give me an example. Imagine Henry Ford built the first Model T, and you know, he called the engine Ethereum, and he called the vehicle the Model T, all right? And that was Bitcoin. Well, all of a sudden, along came a company competitive to Ford, and that company's name is Ripple, and they created a better mousetrap, XRP, and that mousetrap is like a brand new Audi S5 today. So you have the old Model T still on the road versus a brand new Audi S5 today. What would you want sitting in your garage right now? That's the perfect example of a metaphor that I came up with, and I got to tell you, I love that. Let me go to this now. Pay close attention to this, because this video outlines the case that has been brought by the SEC against Ripple. And you just saw that Hinman said that Ethereum and Bitcoin are not a security, so we don't have anything to do with it. Watch this.
And billions of units trading on markets around the world. And you played by the rules as you knew them. But then one day, your investment was wiped out. This really happened to millions of ordinary people who invested in or built their business with the cryptocurrency XRP. But it wasn't because of a scam or fraud or market volatility. It was because of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC claimed in a lawsuit that the XRP token is an unregistered investment in a company called Ripple that uses the token. Most XRP holders had never even heard of Ripple. So they looked into it. XRP holders discovered that SEC officials Jay Clayton and William Hinman both have financial ties to XRP's major competitor, Ethereum. In fact,
so the regulators, for example, in that Ford Audi model, the regulators have ties to Ford and don't want to be with that Audi S5 example. All right, cool. Here we go.
In 2018, while he was still working for the government, Hinman gave a speech that was largely written by lobbyists declaring that Ethereum's cryptocurrency, Ether, is not a security. Ether's price skyrocketed, more than 600% since then. And Hinman? Well, he sat in his government office and collected $15 million from a law firm that promotes Ethereum. The same factors Hinman used to argue a free pass for Ether could better be applied to XRP. And yet, when XRP users asked the SEC for regulatory clarity, they never got a straight answer. Instead, on his last day at the SEC, Jay Clayton filed suit against Ripple, causing the value of XRP to plummet, and with it, many investors' hopes. While XRP holders are waiting for a long court case to play out, Hinman is a senior partner with the billionaire Ethereum investors who helped write his speech, And Clayton is working for a hedge fund that made a $1 billion bet on Bitcoin and Ether. The SEC shouldn't get to pick winners and losers, which is why tens of thousands of XRP holders have entered the lawsuit as friends of the court against the SEC. The outcome of this court case will influence the future of regulation for all cryptocurrencies in the United States. If the SEC wins, what happened to XRP could happen to every crypto coin. But even more troubling would be letting political appointees from any party have more control over your investments than you do yours.
And that's why you need to be sovereign, right? And I know that people have been getting a little frustrated on the way that things have been moving forward. Jimmy, when he was on the show, he was estimating that the buyback could be $35,000. So with XRP trading at 33 cents roughly today, the loss to investors who own XRP, as it should be, could be up to $35,000 per coin. Now, where does that also come from too? If it was the American government who forced this lawsuit, which they did against Ripple and XRP, and then the judge rules that they overstepped and they were not supposed to have done that, and they owe a $35,000 per coin back to investors, and I guess the estimation was around $9 trillion is the payout due to investors for what they have done. And a lot of people are waiting for crypto to go up. And a digital asset investor is also a great guy to follow on YouTube. Actually, he helped our last video go viral, surprisingly, which was wonderful. And he makes a great point here about having patience and patience being a virtue. Check this out. He mentioned this in somebody as a post from July 15th of 2011. Check it out, folks.
Things like this. This is back in 2015. Well, Bitcoin has stabilized at almost exactly $14. I'm tired of waiting for a jump, so I'm taking the loss and getting my cash back. And then XRP Bart tweeted this out today. I agree with this. XRP will one day be $5, $50, $100, but it's a matter of time. Fundamentals are there, so stop waiting for $5.89 tomorrow and load up at these amazing prices. That's what I'm doing. You'll all work till 70 to get a pension, but not wait 10 years to be free.
Right there, that last quote is spot on, right? And having a bit of that patience and feeling things out and using strategies like dollar cost averaging and or spreading the risk, as they call it, investment risk, you know, is wise. Right. And again, what we've seen as well in the shows that I've had with Dr. Kirk Elliott being on is on March 22nd of this year, they unplugged Russia, the country, from the SWIFT banking system. And they all laughed, probably smoking their cigars and scotches and doing things with children that should never be done. Right. I say probably. I feel it's true, though. That's just my opinion. Well, then Russia goes out, and since they've been the largest purchaser on the market of gold since 2015, they launch their own gold-backed currency, and the BRICS countries and your EU countries are coming on board. And now the Russian ruble since May of this year is the strongest currency in the world, not the US dollar. It's the strongest currency, and anybody in Europe who wants to buy gas or energy from them, because winter's coming. They need to buy it in rubles or gold and trade that with Russia, right? And with Dr. Kirk Elliott, we've seen that the number one demand for resources right now is silver. It's in everything. It's in the liquid crystal LCD screens on the MacBook I'm talking to you on. It's in your phones. It is in the chips for the computers. It is virtually everywhere. A little bit of silver dust goes a long way on top of it being a precious metal. That is trading roughly 90-1 to gold right now when it should be 20-1. And gold should be, by many people's standards, if there was not suppression, the studies have been done where they anticipate the price of gold should be right now per ounce, 10 to 20,000. And right now it's almost 1,800. Okay. So just do the math. This is great for math, right? If this, then that. If this, then that. And we all feel like we're there, but also remember to exercise a little bit of patience and some discernment. And by the way, this SEC case, this isn't just, you know, between the Ripple, XRP, Army versus the government and whatnot. I mean, this is getting news in all the majors. I've shown Bloomberg, this is in Forbes, that the SEC slapdown is a wake-up call to Congress, right? The same Congress that keeps just printing money and sending it overseas for the taxpayers and doesn't allow for the security of America's borders and over 5 million illegals coming in from over 120 countries, many of those with records. Anyway, I digress. The whole point here on the economic side are the things that are going to move forward. The fiat currency, everybody is on board for this except for the few on the woke street of Wall Street, the few hanging on to the fiat currency system. And yeah, you should definitely have some dollars on you. It's part of the seven laws of rules of proper previous planning, prevents piss poor performance, right? But you can also get silver in really small bars and really small chunks and gold dust as well. Should it come time, and many of us do believe and feel there will be a time for a matter of days or weeks, we feel that there won't be energy, that there won't be ways to communicate. Now, I have lived through that on two occasions. Number one, Ice Storm 98, when I was in the military, we deployed to parts of Canada on the North Coast. If everybody remembers this, there were people with over 2 feet of ice and thousands of, well, it turned out to be millions of square miles under feet of ice from that ice storm. It was no laughing matter. It might have looked beautiful, but when you've got frozen wells, frozen pipes, electrical towers for thousands of miles have collapsed in the Northeast in Canada, you know, Ontario and Quebec, all the way up through the Laurentian mountain chain, and people can't feed themselves. They can't start electric generators. They're running out of water, and all they can do is melt it in their hands or melt the snow in their hands. I've been there. I've also been there in Toronto on August 14, 2003. You all remember the blackout in the Northeast or read about it. You know, 21 power stations mysteriously all of a sudden went down in the States and Canada. And being in Toronto and people stuck in elevators, you know, for 2 days, most people partied and some people partied and some people freaked out, right? Because they weren't prepared, right? So make sure you're preparing for yourself, and the economic security as a sovereign soul is also very important, regardless if you have a few hundred dollars to your name or you have many millions and billions. In fact, many of the benevolent billionaires and mega millionaires have been gobbling up silver like no tomorrow. All right, I'm just going to tie this one off on the Ripple XRP case because it's a massive one. It's a doozy. Let's just say that the government will be on deck having to pay $9 trillion in awards out. People are feeling that it is nearing its conclusion. This was just posted into Breitbart that a few days ago. Pressure is mounting on the Securities and Exchange Commission over an alleged conflict of interest involving a member of the agency. We actually saw the two there. And Ether, the cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain. So we feel that this is nearing its conclusion. Jimmy made a prediction, you know, a prediction that it could be 4 weeks. We're almost at that 4 weeks of the time that Jimmy Valley was on the show sharing this. And by the way, what's also important is what arose in those documents. This is huge, right? Are one of the major shareholders of Ethereum is the CCP Party of China and JP Morgan Chase. Mm-hmm. These are in the documents that have come to light on the SEC side. And Jimmy covered that as well in that interview. So again, Henry Ford Model T versus Audi S5. I don't know. I'm personally making certain choices for, you know, $5. Imagine that $5 literally could turn into like $5,000. You know, that math might be a little bit off. You know, maybe it's $1,000, but $5 to $1,000 on a buyout. Who knows? We'll see, right? Again, I'm not an investment advisor, nor I would never want to be one ever. They've got to walk a very fine line. On top of that, if they're not getting kickbacks, they can't recommend things to you. As Dr. Elliott shared on our show multiple times, the reason why you cannot go to your financial advisor or your investment advisor to buy physical silver bullion is their firm does not allow them to get a kickback. On top of that, they can be fired for what's called the selling away rule. He shared that multiple times as he had been a broker on that side. And when he learned about it only by making a guidance call for one of his clients and said, I think you should allocate over here based on what you want. And they said, we found out you did that. You can't. And then he left because it's literally not in the fiduciary interest of their client. Now we have a massive food crisis that is not being reported in the mainstream media, but there's a massive food crisis. Prepare yourself for the months ahead, have extra stuff, right? And there is a potential worldwide drought crisis in certain areas. It's not due to climate change. It's due to manufactured burning down of production facilities that we have seen. These documents have come to light. That it's just, these have shown up. The documents have come to light. They're out there now. Okay. So while you as an individual may not be able to go out and take care of things and fight back on your own, just take care of yourself and take care of your family, your community around you. Here are some last closing words and thoughts from Dr. Elliott, both on his update this week as a client. He shares this with you as clients. And then in addition, when he was just recently on my show, you'll hear those comments about the importance of precious metals, why you want to have that now to protect yourself against the fiat currency, which we believe many of us, I believe we're in the millions, believe is about to go bye-bye for good. And that's why they're pushing the CBDCs, right? Because when they are losing control, they pull out all the stops. Here we are with Dr. Elliott on his weekly update. Just listen in these couple of minutes.
You know, stock market had the largest loss since June. And I think it was down like 600 points or something like that in a day.
Now it's 864 points. 864 points down. Largest since 2009 is up to it now, since he had recorded this and sent this out to us.
Gold and silver came down a little bit with that as well, you know, has been for the last few days. But ever since the Fed raised rates a couple of weeks ago, silver jumped up 11%. So I don't care if we have a 4 or 5% correction here over the last few days. Use that to gobble up more ounces. If you need to liquidate for some reason, right, because a lot of people are needing money right now, don't liquidate your metals. Try to find something else to liquidate, right, other stocks or mutual fund portfolios, because gold and silver are poised to actually shine, go through the roof, right? So it's a tough world. It's becoming, people are becoming more financially strapped, living at the margin month to month, right? And so, boy, anything that you have, small amounts or large amounts, try to start allocating into silver, because I think in this inflationary world and everything that's coming, I mean, from what I've heard from, you know, this CBDC could actually start to be implemented as early as 2023, right? So we want to make sure that whether that's accurate or not, I don't know. These are just things that I've been started reading. 2023 is surfacing as a potential start date for CBDCs. That's not an awful lot far time horizon away from right now, right? So do everything you can. General rule of thumb, in a bull market, get in as soon as you can. In a bear market, get out as soon as you can. So give our office a call, 720-605-3900. We'd love to talk to you about getting out of harm's way, strategically look at your portfolio, reposition it to take advantage of tangible assets like silver, and get out of the things that are,
and that's right, the thing that we're doing right here.
Like stocks, bonds, mutual funds. I mean,
let's go to another final recap video for when he was on the show just recently. All right. And again, we are anticipating, you know, that silver could go 50 times. Again, understand, right? Gold trading at 1800. Let's just say conservatively, the majority of the people are right where gold should be at $10,000, okay? And so gold's at 1800, silver is at 20, roughly, right now, okay? And that's about a 90-to-1 ratio. Now, it's supposed to be 20-to-1. So silver should be at around that, you know, $200 to gold, roughly. So let's just say gold goes up to 10,000. Once the suppression comes off, and we know there's suppression, they're still arguing about it in courtroom right now. There's a massive RICO case. that goes outside the borders of the United States, and it implicates so many investment firms. So we know it's being suppressed. It's there. They have all the information. You can't get this far without years of investigation. So it seems there are some good people at the DOJ, right? Anyway, you catapult $10,000? That's why people are figuring, minimum, that's why people are figuring that silver can go as much as 50 times the price. HSBC, one of the largest banks in the world, HSBC released 2 weeks ago that they expect silver to go conservatively to $100 per ounce. Right there, finally, there's some validation from large banks that are saying, multinationals that are saying, oh, you know what? Yeah, silver should be conservatively at $100 per ounce next year. Physical silver bullion. Not the ETFs and the index funds, folks. Physical silver bullion. The only way to get that is and acquire that is through a firm like Dr. Elliott's. Here he is on my show recently and going just off the charts because they are exploding. Yeah, here's the wrap up. Look at that handsome guy with the surfboard behind him.
Crush it as your firm is just exploding with great growth and other people as well.
We are exploding, and it's like, give us a call. Don't let fear paralyze you to inaction. If it does, then you should be scared, quite honestly, because if you don't change when the economy changes, well, you will kind of sink with the ship, sadly, right? But you don't have to. That's the point. So take that leap of faith. I know it's a scary thing because you can say, oh, I'm going to call Kirk. I've never met him before. I'm just, you know, taking a recommendation from Brad, right? So, but call us and take that leap of faith and just watch what starts to happen. Like everybody else, that fear and anxiety starts to melt away.
Thank you for that. And as a reminder, folks, I said in the beginning with the tsunami example and to Dr. Elliott's point.
Great example, by the way.
You either are watching the tide go out and you see what happens with people in a tsunami. They like to post and those people get crushed. Even though the sirens are going off, run away from the shores. The sirens are going off right now. You see it in Sri Lanka. You've seen it in Zimbabwe. Argentina is at 60% inflation. You just heard that America is on track for another 84% inflation over the next several months by the end of this year. So sirens are going off. These are the sirens. These are the warning signs. And either people can choose to be swept off in a tsunami or you're prepared. You move forward. You feel that smile and that faith over the phone with Dr. Elliott or one of his team members. And you could very well potentially with this and all these economic indices are that the kings of newfound fortunes will be in precious metals. And they're simply by playing it smart, by reallocating somewhere else where the world is going, central banks as well. All right, not a pipe dream. It's already happened. So folks, thank you very much for tuning in. Dr. Elliott, thank you.
All right, so you have it right there from Dr. Kirk himself, Kirk Elliott, phd.com/soul. It's a free consultation. Now, fair warning, I've had people that have went there and they booked their call and they missed it. And there are times when they're calling back to Dr. Elliott's office that they can't get through. There are actually billionaires, I mentioned earlier, benevolent billionaires and 100 millionaires that are gobbling up silver now. So there's a vacuum effect, if you will, that's happening because everybody's jumping on to precious metals. In fact, we've had other firms that have just recently announced that they're going to a gold standard, as well as other cryptocurrencies and digital asset tokens are going to be backed by precious metals. So the market supply is shrinking. The demand has more than exploded. So when you go, just from me to you personally, I highly encourage if you do go to KirkElliottPhD.com/soul, there is a form on there. Anybody around the globe can go there and book a free consultation. I warn you not to miss that call simply by virtue of the fact that they are so dang busy. So dang busy. It can be a few days to hear back from them if you miss the call. and chase them because they are so dang busy. All right. So here it is. It's there for you. And they've even had members of my loved ones have brought their investment advisor and brought their financial advisor to the conference with Dr. Elliott or one of his team. So you can have that open discussion about what's going on. Because at the end of the day, it's all about you taking care of you. We've seen the government doesn't give a two shakes about people. They're not here to take care of you, no matter where you are in the world, right? We've seen that now. We know why. And also investment advisors and financial advisors, there's certain boundaries they have on what they can recommend, and they are not allowed for fear of their job being gone. And they're people too, and they need to pay the bills. So you're welcome to contact Dr. Elliott, and you're welcome, obviously, to share this. I appreciate all of you, divine lions and lionesses, who are standing for the sovereignty of everybody. I appreciate you, boys and girls, the children who have tuned in. And congratulations to any of the parents that have brought them to watch this broadcast or going to have these conversations with these children, these teenagers as well, on creating their businesses and creating sovereignty in their income. Congratulations to you. The world needs more of you people stepping forward, and together, united, faith-based patriots, spiritually enlightened, everybody on the side of light, we have an ability to have absolute abundance and enjoy prosperity with a ton of laughter. I'm Brad Wozni. Thank you for tuning in. Please like and subscribe and share this with anybody else that you know, because according to HSBC, they expect silver to be $100 per ounce a year from now, and it's at 20. Sounds like a pretty good opportunity to me, even if it's just from HSBC. Thank you all. Bless your hearts. Many blessings to you. Have a wonderful day and week ahead, and stay in faith over fear. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.